This is HPR episode 1914 entitled, Waking Up. It is hosted by Ezra and is about 8 minutes long. The summary is, a follow-up episode in response to Windigo's episode about waking up.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Windigo, you're fucking killing me, man. In episode 1838, Waking Up with Windigo, by Windigo, Windigo explained how he uses computers to wake himself up in the morning. I found his method to be rather abrasive, if you will. With that in mind, hello, HPR listeners. My name is Jezra. And today, I'm going to talk to you about how I use computers to wake up in the morning. There are four computers that I use for waking up in the morning. There is a media player, there is a computer that controls the lights, and there is a computer that sends commands to the media player to play certain audio, and sends command to the computer that controls the lights to control the lights. The fourth computer is either my phone or my tablet or my laptop connected to my network, with which I connect to computer number three, so computer number three can send commands to computer number one and computer number two. And those computers work a bit like this. Computer number one, the media playing machine, is Wind. Wind is running Mutton Chop, and Mutton Chop is a media playing piece of software that has a API and is accessible over my home network. Computer number two is Shitbird. Shitbird is mounted on the ceiling of my home, and Shitbird controls a chain of 180 RGB LEDs. Shitbird is running Glimmer, G-L-M-R, the Glimmer light manipulator regulator thingy or something? Glimmer is a network accessible software that has an API. Fancy that. If I want to change the lights, I could pick up my phone or my tablet, connect directly to Shitbird through its web interface, and basically set the lights, change the lights, whatnot. Because it has an API, I can also send commands to it using curl or wget to adjust and change the lights. The exact same is true with the media playing machine. Computer number three is Kronos. Kronos hangs on the wall and runs RWA, Ruby Web Alarm, which is software written in Ruby that can be accessible over the network because it has a web server and it runs alarms. It doesn't really run alarms. What it does is run scripts at a specific time. For example, right now I've just pulled my mobile phone out of my pocket. I've opened the web browser and pointed it to Kronos. I am going to select a new alarm. This one that I'm getting, what do we got? This one is called Classical Wind. Wonderful. Classical Wind sends a command to Wind to stream classical music from a internet radio station in Austin, Texas. I would like to take this moment to thank John Culp for recommending KMFA out of Austin as a streaming classical music station. Thanks, buddy. Where was I? Oh, yes. Classical wind. I'm selecting classical wind. I'm setting the time for 6:45 and saying okie dokie do. So, tomorrow morning at 6:45 a.m., my media playing machine will start streaming classical music. I am now setting a second alarm to take place at 7:15. That would be a half hour later. And this alarm is actually going to run two scripts. The first script is called Fade Classical. And Fade Classical will request through the API every single piece of music on my media playing machine that is classical music. Fade Classical will then set the volume of the media player to zero, start playing one of those classical music pieces at random, and then slowly increase the volume. At the exact same time, another script will be running called Lights Morning. And Lights Morning is a one-line curl script that sends a command to Shipbird to slowly fade the LEDs on over a 30-second period. So tomorrow morning at 6:45, my stereo will start streaming classical music. A half hour later, oh, I'll be lying in bed and just relaxing. Oh, so nice. Ah. A half hour later, the lights fade on. Oh, so majestic. And then a random piece of classical music starts playing. Oh, and it's time to get out of bed. Yay! As soon as that piece of classical music has finished playing, wind will start playing something random from my collection. And it's at that point that, oh yeah, it's time to get up. Lights are on, punk rock's playing, maybe it's some death metal, country. You never really know. You never really know. Oh, speaking of network accessible APIs, Ruby Web Alarm running on Kronos also has a network accessible API because I really like network accessible APIs for my devices, regardless of what they are. What this means is that it's possible for me to write a script on my laptop called Weekday Alarm, and Weekday Alarm would then send the commands to Kronos to set the alarms for wind and Shipbird so that the music plays and lights come on when I like them all the time. I could also have another script for the weekend or special occasions. And if I have a single script that can send those commands, I can then use Blather to run that command, which means, in a nutshell, I can pick up a microphone and say, set alarm for tomorrow. At which point, Kronos will set an alarm to turn on the stereo in the morning and turn on the lights. Because I like things automated because I'm fucking lazy. And that, my friends, is how I wake up in the morning. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the flip side.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.